presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Daily FX Market News.
January 1, 1900 America, New York. Daily FX Forex Trading Course Walkthrough, Part 1. While the FX market shares many similarities with other markets, there is considerable nuance that one will want to learn when getting started in foreign exchange.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 1, 934 America, New York. A perk to getting these jobs: you pick your pay. Some companies are asking new hires to customize their compensation with different mixes of salary and equity.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 1, 8 o'clock America, New York. Job and wage growth showed signs of cooling. As the new year begins, the effects of the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes are filtering into hiring.
Global Economy, January 1, 7 o'clock America, New York. Year in a word, chip choke. Major powers have realized the critical importance of semiconductors to the global economy.
BBC News Business.
January 1, 633 America, New York. Shops face challenging year ahead, says industry body. The first half of 2023 will be particularly difficult, the British Retail Consortium predicts.
Global Economy.
January 1, 6 o'clock America, New York. Brewers braced for tough 2023 as drinkers limit beer budgets. Consumers are buying fewer beers or choosing less expensive brands as cost of living squeeze bites.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
January 1, 5:30 America, New York. Soaring costs threaten U.S. offshore wind buildout. Companies behind big East Coast projects are looking to renegotiate contracts as inflationary pressures upend financial models.
New York Times Business.
January 1, 5 o'clock America, New York. Low down payment mortgages, your 2023 guide. Facing high interest rates and home prices, some buyers have only a small down payment to offer, but they still have plenty of options.
Marginal Revolution.
January 1, 308 America, New York. What I've been reading. 1. Greg Berman and Aubrey Fox, Gradual. The Case for Incremental Change in a Radical Era. A good book for sane centrists, and they claim to have been partly inspired by our subheading, Small Steps Toward a Much Better World. Did you know that putting in the much was Alex's idea? At first I resisted, but clearly he was correct.
New York Times Business.
January 1, 3 o'clock America, New York. Okay, Mexico, save me, after China, this is where globalization may lead. As American companies seek to limit their exposure to the pitfalls of making goods in China, some are moving production to Mexico.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
January 1, 1 o'clock America, New York. Tradition or change as wish for 2023 and beyond. Considering the trade-off between tradition and change, we would quite certainly be unable to find two individuals in the world whose wish for the new year and beyond would strike the exact same point in multidimensional choice space.
Marginal Revolution.
January 1, 005 America, New York. I appear on the Jolly Swagman podcast. From the Jolly Swagman himself. Hey Tyler, we've just published our podcast on talent. Thanks again for a fun chat. Link here in case you want to share it on Marginal Revolution.
Global Economy.
January 1, 00 America, New York. Year in a word, polycrisis. Multiple interlinked global emergencies have been unfolding simultaneously.
Marginal Revolution.
December 31, 1321 America, New York. Saturday assorted links. 1. Looking for work. They stumbled upon an audition call at dive bar and emerged into the world of professional mermaidhood. Those new, old, service sector jobs.
New York Times Business.
December 31, 1151 America, New York. How Barbara Walters went from Today Girl to pioneering media star. The first woman to co-anchor the evening news, she endured the scorn of her male counterparts.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
December 31, 1011 America, New York. Partisan horse trading in Indian politics. Can nonpartisanship quell horse trading? The relevant difference between markets and politics does not lie in the kinds of values, interests that persons pursue, but in the conditions under which they pursue their values, interests.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
December 31, 8 o'clock America, New York. Lessons from Isaac Storm. It was all too much for more. Too clear. Moore instituted the ban on Cuban weather telegrams and halted all direct transmission of West Indies storm reports from the Bureau's Havana office to its New Orleans station.
BBC News Business.
December 30, 1902, America, New York, New Year's Eve parties hit by rail strikes and cost of living. New Year bookings at bars and restaurants are down due to rail strikes and price rises, industry experts say.